What's up, everybody? This is Gary from Hoops and Cards. We are part of the NoOffseason.com sports card network and proud of it. Also, be sure to check out HoopsandCards.com for all of our information, links to our Discord, blog articles for the upcoming NBA season. And of course, shout out and thanks to our affiliates, Market Movers. You can save 20% after a free 14-day trial. Visit MarketMoversApp.com and use the promo code NoOffseason. Whatnot, get a free $15 credit on Whatnot by joining through whatnot.sportscardstrategy.com. And Graybos, shout out to Graybos, get 10% off any purchase at graybos.co by using the promo code STRATEGY2023. And now let's get down to business, the podcast of Hoops and Cards.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
What's up, what's up, what's up, everybody? Gary here, welcoming you to Hoops and Cards, the podcast. Guys, we are part of the NoOffseason.com sports card network. So thrilled to be back with you as we count down the days, the hours, the minutes to the NBA regular season starting Tuesday night. Tuesday, as Grandma Rita calls it. Tuesday. Hey, everybody. I am Gary, your host, if I said that already. Welcome to redundancy. I like to repeat myself. I like to say things I've already said. I like to go on and rephrase things you've already heard. I like to explain in a variety of techniques and verbal options very similar trains of thought. Trains of thought reminds me of drops of Jupiter. So let me get back to the reason we're doing this. The four G's. Guess, good, great, goat. Last episode, we talked about the guesses, the guys like Keegan Murray and Malachi Branham and Alperen Şengün, and, well, some of the guesses that are already good players, but I guess they're going to be a lot better, or you're going to at least realize that they already were awesome, when Devin Vassell and who's the other guy? Shaedon Sharpe and who's the other guy? Emmanuel Quickly. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Guys, I often wonder too. I don't know if you've heard me say this before, but you know, somebody does something or says something that you agree with and you're like, yes, sir. Yes, sir. It's like saying, let's go or booyah or something. Yes, sir. When I'm at my daughter's volleyball game and she makes a good play and I go, yes, sir. And there's no sir on the court at all. Shouldn't there be like a something you say to girls like, yeah, girl, or yes, ma'am. I don't know. What do you say when it's not a sir? I digress. I want to talk about good players who are going to be great. I want to talk about those guys that maybe are on a lot of people's breakout list or first-time all-stars, players that are taking a leap and worth investing in, because there are some players that are going to be great. And you could turn around and say, well, but he's on the Charlotte Hornets and they're not in the playoffs again. So why did I invest in LaMelo this year? I don't know why you would, unless you think Brandon Miller is and PJ Washington is and Terry Rozier. Is it Rozier or Rozier? Anywho, sometimes I want to focus on players that score, players that do something they've never done before, players that help their team get further than they've ever gotten before. So if you expected me to go, man, the my pick for buying cards this year is Jason Tatum. Nope. Sorry. We've already seen the Jason Tatum is all NBA movie like three times, and it doesn't result in a chip, and it's not going to this year. Well, wait a minute. They did get Jrue Holiday and Kristaps Porzingis. So Davey, Erica, what am I supposed to do with that? Am I supposed to say, well, I guess they're championship material now? No, I think they need to do a little bit more. Jason needs to do a little bit more. This podcast is not about that. This podcast today is about those goods that are going to be great. Those players that are going to take the next leap and their teams make them worth investing or buying or getting in now. While you still can, people. So my list of goods who are going to be great None of them should surprise you. In fact, you're going to be like, oh, thanks for the update, Gare. That was obvious. We knew he was going to get on at some point and say, here's my little podcast episode. It's about Jalen Brunson, Tyrese Maxey, Desmond Bain, all the same guys I talk about a long time. De'Aaron Fox, Lauri Markkanen, pretty much. Guys, it's been a great episode. You called me. You nailed it. You did it. Yes, sir. That's who this is about. Tyrese Maxey, Desmond Bain, Jalen Brunson. Who are the other guys? Austin Reeves, Lauri Markkanen, De'Aaron Fox. I don't know what else to tell you. I don't know what else to say. All those players are on playoff teams, and they're going to score a ton of points in big moments. They're going to take their teams further than they've been before. And their card market right now is a relative deal. Deal, deal, deal. Now, could some people say, well, yeah, well, why don't you throw Zion in there? Because, fair enough. Why don't you throw Shai Gilgeous-Alexander in there? Bro, you are listening to Team SGA right here. I love Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. In fact, if there is one player, if somebody said, hey, Gary, here's $100. You can spend it on one player's card. Who you think is going to be entering into the next level of greatness this season. And Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, to me, feels like a very smart choice. But the reality is, well, it's still a very smart choice, but he did it last year. Do I think Oklahoma City is going to go further in the playoffs and be more in the public eye this season because of Chet Holmgren, Jalen Williams, Josh Giddey, and all the other things? I absolutely do. Love Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. Give me some of that SGA PSA 10. Come on now. I love Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, but all those other names, man, Tyrese Maxey could be an all-star this season. That's not just me drinking the Kool-Aid. He legit could. On a deep playoff run by the Sixers, if they get anything for James Harden, or even if they don't, Tyrese Maxey, friends, There's some Cavs who I love, but I didn't put them on my short list. I didn't put Evan Mobley because I don't know if he can turn into the kind of scorer that we would say will make the good to great leap this season. I think he does eventually. I just don't know if he does it this year. Darius Garland could. But these guys, they collapsed in March, April, and May of last season. I love you, Cavs. But we needed Donovan Mitchell to take over. We needed Garland to step up. And we needed Evan Mobley to be physical. I don't know. I don't feel nearly as confident in my Cavs for those possibilities as I do in the guys I'm mentioning now. Jalen Brunson, Tyrese Maxey. Desmond Bain going to get a lot of run with Ja Morant out. Yes, sir. Because he's a sir. And Desmond Bain could be an all-star this year. So could Jaren Jackson Jr. But the Memphis Grizzlies have proven that they are a top four team in the East. No, they're not. They're in the West. Exactly. Top four team in the West. And Desmond Bain is going to be the first option like you've seen him be in the preseason. Love it. Guys, De'Aaron Fox has already arrived and is going to add to their legacy or what the Kings are doing. Get ready, people. Just like Keegan Murray was taking a leap in our guest episode, De'Aaron Fox. I don't know how many years he has to do it, but he has to do it, and he has to win a playoff series. I think he will. I think the Kings are stacked. I think De'Aaron is the man. I think Lauri Markkanen, who we already knew, right? Lauri Markkanen's going to do it again this year. The Jazz are loaded. They've got an arsenal of draft picks and star players that they could trade to make their rotation even stronger for a playoff run this season. But Lauri Markkanen is their guy this season and moving forward. Hello. Hello. Yeah. So that's our introduction to the good to great episode. I want to, after this break, go into in-depth analyses of some of the guys who are great, who I've been buying in the off season. And you don't have to do what I do. It's your life. It's your world. I'll just say, here's what I'm doing and why. Here's some other players I like and why. And here's some guys I don't like and why. And I love Cade Cunningham, Tyrese Halliburton, LaMelo Ball. Love these players. Could say a lot of great things about what they're going to do this season. I can't say that about their teams. And so maybe it's just my thing. I don't like to buy in and invest in and buy great cards of players who aren't going to the playoffs. So stay tuned.
Guys, where are we?
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's up, guys? This is Andy from the Football Card Quest, and you're watching the Hoops and Cards show from the NoOffseason.com Sports Card Network. Be sure to check out FootballCardQuest.com for in-depth football card research and selling tips, because we all know there is no off-season.
Yo, yo, yo. Welcome back, guys. It is always great to be talking preseason basketball in the NBA with you. So many possibilities. And today, the four G's, remember those? Guesses, goods, greats, and goats. And you don't have to take mine. Just the language is helpful. The thought process, the strategery. You know, some players you might in a low budget want to guess and say, I'm going to go take a flyer on Santi Aldama, Malachi Branham, whoever it is you want to take a flyer on. Or the good players. I might want a couple of those in my collection, in my portfolio, because I think they could be great one day, or I already enjoy them. So there you go. Today is the greats, the in high demand players, the all-stars, the perennial all-stars. Which players from the last five rookie classes? That's what I want to talk about today. Actually, the last six or seven rookie classes could take a leap and be called great. All-star, perennial all-star. Who are we talking about? 2017, I mentioned De'Aaron Fox and Lauri Markkanen. I see no reason to keep beating that drum. I just think those two need to be in more primetime nationally or globally televised games, more playoff games, and have more people see and appreciate who they already are. Two of the best 20 players in the NBA. There. They are crazy bargain right now. I have bought some Lauri Markkanen. I have not bought any De'Aaron Fox yet. It's just a matter of preference. Don't really know why. Need to get on it. Who are my 2018 guys? The 2018 breakout types. Really? I said Jalen Brunson. Here's why. The Knicks are loaded. The Knicks are tough. The Knicks are playoff tested. And Jalen Brunson can score 50 if he wants to. He is that team's engine. He is that heart and soul. Why do they think that? Why do they call him the New York Villanova Knicks, whatever they're calling him? Because they want to build around that guy. And I can't even believe Dallas let him go for nothing. Team USA player this summer, Jalen Brunson, 2018 Prism Silver. Jalen Brunson, 2018 RPAs. Jalen Brunson, Optic Hollows. Jalen Brunson, Optic Blue Velocity. My man Chris, are you listening? Get some Jalen Brunson. Why? Because he's all the things we've described, and he's in New York City. The guy is in New York City. And he's unguardable. He's not just, ooh, a solid point guard to get the ball to Julius Randle and, you know, to bring out the best in RJ Barrett and blah, 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 blah. No, he's an alpha dog, people. If he wants to score 30 a game, he will, but they don't need him to. He'll do it in May. He might do it in June. And you'll be like, man, I knew Brunson was good, but I didn't know you. You're welcome. That's a 2018 guy. There's some other 2018 guys. I mean, Mikal Bridges, that's another one. Hello, Brooklyn. Jaren Jackson Jr., yep, yep. You're tracking with me now. What players in that draft class could take the step? Anthony Simons could do it. Friends, he's the only veteran starter who's averaged 20-plus a game who's going to get the ball a lot in Portland. They might wind up trading Jeremy Grant and Robert Williams III. They might end up trading, what's his cheese, Malcolm Brogdon. But Anthony Simons can score at will. It doesn't mean Portland will ever make the playoffs with him. And so we move on. Let's move on to 2019. Who are the guys from the 2019 rookie class that could take that leap next to greatness? Yeah, okay, Jordan Poole. Yeah, Ja Morant once he returns. Yeah. But what about, I don't know. Maybe there's not anybody else in that class that I really like for some reason. I mean, I love Darius Garland. You guys know that. I mentioned Talen Horton-Tucker, but I don't think he's going to make that significant of a jump. So let's move on to 2020, where I would see at least three guys with wow factor potential. Anthony Edwards, four of them. Anthony Edwards, Tyrese Maxey, Desmond Bane, and Tyrese Halliburton. Now, I got nothing against Halliburton. I think he's an amazing player. I got something against Indiana. They're boring. Nobody cares. And I don't see them making the playoffs, let alone winning a round. I could be wrong. You could be right. So go after it, Nathaniel. Go after it, Halliburton fans. Go after it, Pacer Nation. But maybe some of the high price stuff's already baked into him because he's Team USA, already been an all-star. I don't know. I told you that sometimes it's about getting to score, having the ball in your hands, highlight reel, playoff games, big performances, being clutch, and having a personality. All those reasons and more. That's why I am all in on Tyrese Maxey. Now, when dude took a fall the other night and landed on his back and they didn't play him the rest of the half, I was like, oh crap, any of these players is a risk no matter what they've done or what they do. But you got to find the players that you enjoy. And the reason I talk about Maxey so much is because I'm going to do me. I'm going to talk about the guys I love and collect. So I have bought a Tyrese Maxey PSA 10 Silver. I tried to send in a few to get graded. I just had no luck getting a 10. So I'm like, screw it, I'm buying one. I bought a graded Origins Tyrese Maxey rookie auto. I bought several other Tyrese Maxey autograph cards like the Prism rookie penmanship. They have so many weird sensational signatures, authentic autographs, like rookie penmanship. What? It's okay. I'm done now. I have over 200 Tyrese Maxey rookie cards. And that's because I went in buying like cheap budget version cards, you know, nicely centered. I was a collector too. Still am. I want a bunch of his cards. That's fine. But after doing all that, I'm like, oh shoot, I don't have any like serious Tyrese Maxey cards that make you like refresh your Instagram feed and go, wait a minute, look at that one. I didn't have any hits. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? So I had to go try to get some pieces, you know, some real standout Tyrese Maxey cards. I would encourage you with any of these players that you think are going to be great, find a strategy that fits what you want to collect and fits your budget. You know, if you got $25 to spend on one of these guys, let's say I have $25 to spend on a Jalen Brunson investment or on a Jalen Brunson card. Rather than buying $25 cards, you know, like $1 Donruss rated rookie base of Jalen Brunson, and that's a thing, that's a move, that's good. I'm not saying don't do that if you want. It's your life. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander is also in that class. But you're not finding his for a dollar. Why not just go buy a nicely centered Jalen Brunson silver prism? And it, maybe he's asking 25. And you say, I'll give you 20. Because there's a dimple or there's a smudge. Or because I just want to negotiate. Because I heard about it on Hoops and Cards. I'm going to negotiate. Cash is king. Let's go. You buy a silver Brunson. Keep it and sell it in the playoffs for $50, $70. Or you buy a silver Brunson now, grade it, and like Dr. Chad, get it back in time for the playoffs, and you sell it then when Jalen is tearing apart Donovan Mitchell and Darius Garland with his bare hands for the second year in a row. And I'm like, I told you guys to get more physical. Max Strus ain't the answer. No, you gotta think a strategic investment. And here's the thing. Those cheap bargain version cards, unless they grade as a 10, those are always going to be available for low ball offers. But the silvers, the autos, the parallels that are harder to find or that are fewer pop counts, those are the ones. If you want a card that's going to be appreciating in value quicker and there'll be more interest in them, I'd say go get, right? Something that's not base. Of any of these players I'm mentioning, 2020, love Desmond Bane and what he brings to the table. Tyrese Maxey is a guy that I've been all in, and so I'll talk about him a lot this season. The 21 rookie class, I love Trey Murphy III. Love his scoring and shooting ability. Love his versatility. Herbert Jones as well. Man, the Pelicans are an abundance, an embarrassment of riches, right? But Murphy's hurt for the first 20-plus games of the season. And there are other guys in that class worth looking at, right? I think Cade Cunningham could take that leap to great. I think Scottie Barnes, I should probably be fair on this podcast and say, you know what? There's a lot of NBA people who like what Scottie Barnes is going to do this year. I don't. That doesn't mean I'm not going to mention his name on my podcast or say, hey, some people, and I disagree with them, think Scottie Barnes is going to be an all-star one day. I disagree. Sue me, right? I think all-star means one of the top 12 players in his conference or top 15. Not going to happen. Get a jump shot and then let's talk. Like, I just don't see Scottie. Like, he's not even one of the three best players on his team. Whereas, certainly not one of the three best scorers on his team. I'm talking a lot, aren't I? Who are your players that are going to take that next step toward greatness and that are worth investing in? That's what this is about, you guys. The four G's. Guest, good, great, GOAT. Who takes the leap for you? I think Victor Wembanyama will prove that he's already stay healthy, lock for greatness. I think we could see the same kind of proof from Chet and Scoot. It's just less obvious to me. But I think Chet could be an all-star in year one. Not Chet. Victor could be an all-star in year one. Isn't that crazy? LeBron should have been. Victor could be an all-star right out the gate. The Spurs are on national TV enough. And the stuff he does, the numbers he puts up, guys, stay healthy. I think he's already great. I think he's already going to prove or show that he is a generational guy. I don't know about Zion. Zion's been knocking on this door and not being able to stay healthy. When he is healthy, he plays incredible, impressive. Like, he puts up numbers. He dominates the game. Zion has greatness right. He's right there. So is Ja, but all the issues off court. I don't know. I would want to know from you. Who do you think is about to be great this season? Anfernee Simons, for me, could take that leap into greatness and nobody will care because Portland's not a playoff team. Unless he says so. Could say the same about Halliburton, so I'm kind of a hypocrite that way. But if a player takes a leap to greatness and leads his team deeper into the playoffs, a la De'Aaron Fox already did that last year, then that could mean some cool things for those guys and their card markets. So who do you think? At Hoops and Cards on Instagram, message me. Love to hear from you guys. Just a few more days till the NBA regular season starts and I get to see SGA. Hope you're doing well. Thanks for listening. This has been Hoops and Cards, part of the nooffseason.com sports card network. See you soon.
Hey guys. Oh, big golfs, huh? All right. Well, see you later.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for listening. It means a lot that you would listen to our podcast and take some time. Love for you to follow up by checking us out at hoopsandcards.com. Remember, we are part of the nooffseason.com sports card network. Thrilled about that. And they bring us so many resources as basketball card collectors and investors. like our partnership with Market Movers. You guys can save 20% on this great resource after that free 14-day trial. Just check out marketmoversapp.com and use the promo code NOOFFSEASON. And Whatnot, you get a free $15 credit on Whatnot. Who turns down free money? I don't. But you join through whatnot.sportscardstrategy.com. And then, of course, Graybows. Get 10% off any purchase at graybows.co by using the promo code STRATEGY2023. Friends, thanks so much for listening. I hope you'll tune in next time as we continue overview and encouragement for you, the basketball card collector and investor here at Hoops and Cards. Have a great week. See ya.
I don't like you because you're dangerous.
That's right.
Nice, man. I am dangerous.